Oh, my. Vedic mantra. So first part says Asato Masar Gamaya. Take me from unreal to the real. Tamaso Majo Gamaya. Take me from darkness to the light.
Mrityo Mamritam Gamaya.
Take it from mortality to immortality.
Asato Masa Gamaya Tamaso Majo Tir Gamaya Mrityo Mamritam Gamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Okay, I will tell one story. Okay. It's a story called Pope's Pantomime. Pope's Pantomime, you know, Pope from Vatican, from Rome. So one day, priests, they came to the Pope and they said, "Dear Pope, we cannot stand any more Jews in Rome." And I will tell the story because the point is very important for us. "We will not anymore tolerate the Jews in Rome. Pope, you have to do something." And Pope was thinking, "Oh, you are very serious." And he said something serious to this. And he said, "Okay, we will make pantomime in the TRG." And on the square in front of Vatican. TRG is the navigation, they said TRG. So, okay, tell the Jews, if they win, they can stay. If they lose, they have to go. So, Jews was gathered. There was not much Jews there, actually. And nobody, everybody was afraid, even the leader. He was afraid of all of this. He's totally learned in all theological sciences. How can we fight against him? And then some doorkeeper from the synagogue, he came and he said, "I will fight against him, against Pope." And then they said, "Oh, how can you fight against Pope? You know nothing, just doorkeeper." He said, "I can do it." And because everybody was afraid, they said, "Okay, we can fight against Pope." And everybody gathered in the front of the Vatican Church. There was thousands of Christians and a little bit of Jews. And then the duel started. And the Pope, he showed the finger like this to the sky. And the doorkeeper showed to the earth. And the Pope was cool. Then the Pope showed one finger to his face. And he showed three fingers in his face. And then the Pope took apple from his shirt. And the Jew took flat bread. And the Pope said, "I give up. This man is totally learned. I cannot do anything against him." And we go back. Jew stays here. And Jew is like, "Yeah." Then Christians gather around the Pope. They ask him, "Dear Pope, what happened?" "Oh, this man is really learned, learned scholar." He said, "I showed him the sky. There is a heaven in the sky. And he told me, there is a hell down." And I said, "So, let me talk to this person." And he showed me, "There's one God." And he showed me three figures to show that Holy Scriptures said that God manifested three forms. And I thought, there's no joke with this person, really. And I thought maybe I should go to another area of discussion. Maybe I will show him by the apple that by some modern investigations the earth is round. But he took his bread, and he showed that by Holy Scripture the earth is flat. And I was totally defeated. I gave up. And on the other side, Jews gathered there. They asked, "What happened to you? Thank you, you know, you're amazing. What happened?" "He showed me, get out from the room, you know." And I'm showing, "No, we stay here." And then, he said, "He showed me, you know, already once you need to go from the Rome." I showed him three fingers that we only three times refused, you know, to be chased from the Rome. And then he took his meal and I took mine. So this is the end of the story. And the story shows how we shouldn't, as devotees especially, we shouldn't communicate like this. Not that telephone. To pay attention to how what we speak, what we hear, not to have speculations about other places. To check what really happened there? Because Krishna isn't the truth. So sorry.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Shout out.